B'nai Yisrael are at the edges of the Yam Suf. They've got the Egyptians chasing them from behind. They've got the sea in front of them. What do? Moshe cries out to Hashem and asks Hashem to save the B'nai Yisrael. And Hashem says, Matitzak Eli, why are you crying out to me? Daber el B'nai Yisrael v'yisau. Just speak to the people and let them go. Rashi says, this is not the time to daven, Moshe. What are you doing davening? One second. This is not the time to daven. If there was ever a time to daven, it would be now. How could Hashem say it's not the time to daven? Says the Nesiv HaSholem something fascinating. He says there are times when the gates of tefillah, the gates of prayer, are shut. Our prayers can't get through. But even in those times, there are things that we can do. We can act with bitachon. We can act with trust in Hashem. Once we show Hashem that we trust Him, that we know that He loves us and He chose us, we have a responsibility to be His shlichim, His messengers in this world, then we can accomplish things that tefillah cannot accomplish. Hashem is telling Moshe, this is not the time to daven. Davening's not going to help you. You guys are just coming out of Egypt at the 49th level of impurity of Tumah. Davening ain't going to save you. What will save you is acting with bitachon, acting with trust in Hashem, going forward into the sea, trusting that I, Hashem, will save you, will be there for you. That is the only way you're going to get out of this situation. That is what Hashem is telling Moshe, and that is the lesson from this line. Matitzak Eli, why are you davening? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. It's not enough to daven sometimes. Sometimes we have to show Hashem that we believe in Him. We have to show Hashem that we trust that He has got our back. Wishing everyone a lovely, beautiful Shabbos.